Well, his son was hit. Her son was hit by a car while he was driving his bike, and the kid was banged up. Young kid. I said, Jesus Christ. And so she went to the Justice Department and said, yo, we got to delay this. My kid just got run over by, you know, he's got a lot of problems. And they were like, what? It's like a legitimate thing, right? There's no more parlor tricks. No more smoke and mirrors from Moore. And so it got delayed further. And then what happened is it got lost in the fucking, I don't know what happened. It got like lost. That delay, because these guys are not very good at what they do. They're not very smart people. Yes, they're powerful. Yes, they have a lot of resources and they don't have to pay for legal fees. But what happened was something happened that got lost. It was like divine intervention. Extra delay because they lost, you know, the focus. I said, ah, fuck it, this guy. This guy's a pain in the ass. We'll move on. And one thing led to another, and it was delay, delay, delay. And I'm just sitting back saying, this is fantastic for me. And then it got to the point where they just wanted to plead it out. Let's get this fucking thing. The FBI agent told me, I'm getting made fun of in the office because we can't close this case out. I said, well, that's your problem. That's not my problem. And so they were motivated to close it out because it becomes such a pain in the ass. Well, that's what should be going on with the vax mandates, etc. You should just delay, delay, delay. You folks in Greece just become a squeaky wheel. If you get fined, so fucking what? What are they going to do? 1,000 euros a year, they're going to take your house? And what happens when the court comes down and says, that's unconstitutional? You're going to feel pretty stupid for paying your fine. Don't be a sheep. Fight these assholes. It's fucking very simple. Live free or die. Simple as that. You want to live on your knees or you want to stand up for yourself? They say we don't listen anyway. That's a good time has come today. Folks in Greece and beyond, play the game. Play the game. Big corporations, they don't pay fucking taxes. They don't pay a dime in taxes. They get fined. They negotiate them away. Delay benefits the defendant. You want to learn the game? Play the game. It works. It works, man. It works. I made a career out of it. Playing the game. That's why I'm telling people and trying to coach people. Look out for yourself out here, man. You want to change the world? Change it at home. That's a great place to start. Play the game. Play the fucking game. Learn the game. Master the game. Don't worry about what your neighbors are doing and other people. Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. For now. Because those are the things you can control. Voices is struggling, but we journey on. I'll give you the perfect example. I just saw the headline. Some hospitals could lose up to 30% of staff from Biden's vax mandate. And it says some hospitals, healthcare providers, nursing homes would stand to lose up to a third of their workers for not complying with President Joe Biden's federal coronavirus vaccine mandate by January 4th. Wall Street Journal is reporting
Aha.
But what happens when you don't bend over and fall to your knees right now and acquiesce to the man, so to speak? Did you run out when you heard this? Oh, my God, we're going to lose our job. I think I'll just compromise my own personal beliefs and just go get it done. It just seems easier to go get it done, to comply. I'm tired of being the squeaky wheel. I'm tired of being called that I'm contributing to the degradation of society, etc. What happens? I just talked about delay benefits the defendant, right? The know your rights out here. The clash is up next. Know your rights. Well, the Wall Street Journal jumped the gun. The report was published before a judge halted Biden's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers just yesterday, late yesterday, saying the mandate imposed a burden on the ability of healthcare facilities to provide proper care and thus save lives. And I got that clip right here. I don't know if it's in here, but I figured I had this on deck in case the Young Bucks didn't pull it. Louisiana federal judge blocks nationwide COVID vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. This is out of Louisiana. And I said today, Biden is losing court battles like Hillary was losing emails. Louisiana U.S. District Court blocked a federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers Tuesday, issuing a nationwide injunction and another massive setback to President Joe Biden's effort to require wide segments of the population to be vaccinated. That's federal court.
Oh, but people should, a national mandate. Jim Cramer says he's a fucking idiot.
He already issued, this wax dummy in the White House already issued a national mandate, and it's falling apart, as it should. And what happens if you delayed benefit to the defendant, benefit to the David versus Goliath? Always delay. Time. Time is your ally. Time is the opposition of the big machine. Sun Tzu, The Art of War. You find a number of different themes about that in Sun Tzu's masterpiece. It really is. And so you use whatever weapons they give you, and you use them, and you become proficient at using them. It's a perfect example. Everyone's worried about, I have to get a vaccine by January 4th. Turns out that you don't. Now we'll see how this plays out. The decision was ruled on the lawsuit led by Republican Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry and joined by 13 other states. But the judge added a nationwide injunction in his ruling. In his decision, a judge wrote that Biden administration doesn't have the authority to bypass Congress in issuing such a mandate.
Oh, I thought Jim Cramer said the buck stops at the White House.
No, this is the way a communist thinks. They forgot about the judicial branch, who actually has something to say about it. But Jim Cramer and Joe Biden and the rest of the communists in this country think the executive branch is allowed to usurp the power of Congress, the power of the judicial branch. It doesn't fucking work that way. This is what I said. Hey, I'm no scholar. And what about the scholars that we have, though? What about the constitutional lawyers that we have? Have they sued any?
Has Mark Levin, has he sued anybody? I have another book coming out about constitutional abuse. And you better order it.
You gonna fucking sue somebody, Levin? You're supposed to be a goddamn expert. Fucking sue somebody. It's the last time you're in a courtroom. When you're Attorney General Ed Meese's chief of staff, when he was trying to dodge an indictment, maybe that's the last time you're... Anyway, what's he talking about?
What is Payne talking about?
Do your homework. constitutional attorneys. Boy, him and Dershowitz should have it's a family show. We don't want to compromise the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. We know that's so important how that verdict is going to come out. And the lawsuit said, if human nature and history teach us anything, it's that civil liberties face grave risks when governments proclaim indefinite states of emergency. During a pandemic such as this one, it's even more important to safeguard the separation of power set forth in our Constitution to avoid erosion of our liberties. Well, you know, this judge has got a lot of balls. He obviously did not listen to Jim Cramer. And, of course, we talked about it yesterday, and it's ongoing. Biden's so-called national mandate has taken a beating in the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. It's taken a beating in Missouri 2 days ago. It's now in front of the 6th Court of Appeals. It took a beating in the ninth Circuit on the West Coast, a traditional liberal gates of hellhole court. Took a beating there. I mean, it's unbelievable. Another blow. Now, I'll say it, the caveat, because they're completely compromised. When it gets to the Supreme Court, who knows what will happen? The blackmail they have on those psychos. Most of those psychos. Including the new people. Oh my God! Trump's going to appoint... He's going to appoint a conservative Supreme Court that will last for generations. Those dopes could take a lesson from Louisiana U.S. District Judge Terry Doughty. And of course, his decision, we talked about it yesterday on Pain in the Morning, directly followed an identical ruling on Monday from U.S. District Court of Missouri. But that decision only covered 10 states. This decision by Doughty came with a caveat that it applies nationally. And now we have the White House backing off also. Backing off quite quietly, has not been publicized. We talked about it here from leaked documents. Their mandate on federal workers and federal contractors. They're pushing the deadline. See what happens when you push back? What did I tell you about these guys? They're weaklings. They're weaklings. They're gutless jellyfish. They will fold if you stay in their face and you stay vigilant. It's very basic. And Intel was very basic. At least the old school guys taught me. I'm sure the new idiots in Intel, the rats, the scumbags, the guys will stab you in the back for an extra $100 a week. Pay bump. I'm sure it's different now. But when I was coming up in Intel, I was told something very basic. The most committed wins. Whether you're chewing dirt in the Middle East, whether you're hiding, there's a price on your head, whether you're stirring up trouble in another country, trying to topple a regime, etc., and bring another regime in. The most committed wins. Simple as that. I mean, look at Afghanistan. We were not committed. Our so-called leaders pulled the carpet out from the whole operation, and mayhem ensued. That's the way it is. The most committed wins. So if you're out here fighting, if you're going to fight a pussy like Jim Cramer, just stay committed, and he will fold because he's not built for fighting. He's a puppet. He's built for making money and worrying about his own wrinkled ass. And I use him as an example because he's just a puppet of the elites. Stay vigilant. Stay vigilant. Stay committed. Get off your fucking knees and stand up. Simple as that. Okay. So I wanted to, I kept that handy. So I guess we don't have to worry about right now hospitals potentially losing 30% of staff from Biden's vax mandate because the federal judges continue to drop a bank safe on the cartoon White House and the entire. You know, it's amazing, too. The fucking people who support a president who pets kids, fondles kids, and ogles college co-eds, and they still support this guy, right? They come out and say, oh, this is bullshit. These federal courts, they don't have the authority to do that. Yeah, you know why they say that? Because what I said earlier, they listen to fucking idiots coming up through school. They're not taught history. They're not taught proper where this country started, how it started, your rights, etc. You're not given any of this intel growing up. Kids are done such a disservice, and they're indoctrinated by these communists. Where they listen to a guy like Kramer, and again, this sounds like a pretty good idea. Well, now we have generations that this is bullshit. These judges are out of control. Something needs to be done about the judges. Oh, really? It's not the politicians? When things don't go their way, it's a, you know, they're ready to burn the fucking city down. Well, no pun intended, they have been known to burn a city or two down. I need a quick drink. That you gone from the bed. Here come the blues in my head. It's all because you gone, baby. Tell me. Why you treat me like a low down little dog. Let me tell you how these losers, and I tag them as losers and failures and posers, and lightweights, and career failures. Let me tell you how they solve problems in D.C. and in the White House. Mayor Pete, this fucking lightweight, people are talking about him being president of what? A homeowners association? President? Get the fuck out of here. It's a joke. It's a joke. If that guy gets elected president, there's no fucking doubt that the entire system is rigged. No doubt. No doubt. That guy is not qualified enough to run a porta potty. This is how Mayor Pete and his vast experience as a fucking mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Where? Don Rickles had a joke. Let's go to South Bend, Indiana. Lunch. Some people get that. Some people won't. His vast experience as mayor of South Bend, Indiana. How he's solved the record amount of ocean ships that have piled up waiting to have their cargo moved. California, Los Angeles. This is your fucking so-called brightest people. And, you know, despite the fact that Drudge is naked in the corner worshiping in a fetal position, worshiping Mayor Pete, the headlines.
Is he the next president?
No. Well, I guess if you measured it by D.C. politics, the number of container ships stuck waiting offshore of Los Angeles and Long Beach has plummeted. The logjam hit a peak of 86 container ships offshore November 16th. That's not exactly true. There was over 150 ships, but anyhow, I let a few facts get in the way of a liberal-run story. You had 150 ships. But the problem is solved. Mayor Pete and the White House has solved the problem. And didn't you hear Janet Yellen give such a glowing fucking dissertation about how they're solving, I don't even know what she was talking, intervention. Yeah, we need an intervention, all right. What has Mayor Pete done? They've cut down on the ships. The waiting container ships are still out there. In fact, it's more ships than ever. But they moved the ships over the horizon where you can't see them from the shore. Thanks to a successful implementation of a new queuing system that began last week. Oh, thanks to the White House and Mayor Pete, of course. They just moved them further offshore so you can't see them. Problem solved. Folks, you can't even fucking make this up. And that is a complete metaphor for Washington, D.C. It has nothing to do, by the way, of Democrats and Republicans. There are no different fucking parties down there. It's one party. You have a landslide disaster problem, and you just move it offshore so people can't see it. Oh, I guess it's not there anymore. There's more ships than ever. That's how Biden gets shit done. They actually can stand there and pretend that they're getting stuff done. It's fucking beyond comical. Beyond comical. And it's bad news. You know, the shipping problems worldwide are bad news. I don't think anybody has used the incredible fucking system, the incredible foresight to say, let's just move the ships further out from the shoreline so people don't notice them. No one in any other country has had that kind of foresight. And you folks in the UK better buckle up. A delivery chaos in the UK could spark alcohol shortage ahead of Christmas. You want to see? Jim Cramer wants to see a civil war. You think Boris Johnson's hair looks bad now? Wait till he doesn't get mama's medicine. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has taken several steps to address the shortage of truck drivers after the fuel crisis. There are still fears that food months later, fuel, and alcohol might be in short supply and run up to Christmas. Now, if you know folks in Britain, you can take their food, you can take their fuel, but don't take their alcohol. The UK Wine and Spirit Trade Association, the WTSA, I bet you that's a fun Christmas party. They're saying there's big problems. WTSA sent a letter to UK Transport Secretary Grant Schnapps. Get the fuck out of here. This guy's name is Schnapps. What? Requesting the government take immediate action to boost drivers. They want their booze. Particularly interested in keeping champagne and cognac makers Moët and Hennessy. My God. Hennessy, son of a bitch. Hey, Lovey, there's a run on Hennessy. Get down there. Get down. Where are you? Where is she at? Where is Lovey? She's in the stables? God damn it. Hey, Porterhouse, head over the step. Get Lovey. Round up Arturo, the pool boy, and get down there and give me my goddamn Hennessy for the holidays. Before these upstarts suck all the Hennessy down. Remember, folks, when things get tough, always round up Arturo, the pool boy. If I don't have my Hennessy, someone's going to get beaten with a polo mallet. I swear to you, people. If I don't have my spirits for the holiday, I'll show you what bad spirits is all about. Keep an eye on that in the UK. It could be problems. Of course, there's other problems shaping up globally. There's a supply deficit of coffee beans. And we talked about this earlier in the year. 2021 for you folks. Maybe watching Fox News, and they're just reporting things we reported in 2020. It's no longer 2020. It is now 2021. There's big problems with coffee. Stockpiles of coffee beans plunged 10% last week, most significant drop since August 1998. Outflows from warehouses logged a 10th straight weekly drop, a reflection of tight global supplies. Coffee prices have more than doubled since we started talking about the supply crunch in the spring. That could be a bigger story, of course, than the booze in the UK. And why not? Why wouldn't you expect coffee to fucking skyrocket like everything else? But ask Benny Hill, and she blames it on the pandemic. Is it really? How long can you blame the fucking pandemic for? We're 2 years into this. It's getting a little old, isn't it? Blaming the fucking pandemic every time. And the United States is a leading country in terms of coffee consumption, with upwards of 150 million Americans hooked on the delicious liquid stimulant. A cup of coffee at home or retail settings such as Starbucks will become even more expensive. Is that a fucking surprise to anybody? They're doing this on purpose, by the way. They really are. They really are. Keep an eye on that as well. But I have to tell you,